Call the meeting to order. Clerk, if you'd call the roll, please.
Mr. Waddell? Mr. Johnstone?
Here.
Mr. Shealy?
Here.
Ms. Dvorich? Mr. Julian?
Here.
Mr. Lastick?
Here.
Mr. Salito?
Here.
Mr. Marino?
There's a motion to excuse Mr. Marino and Ms. Dvorich, both requested so prior. Motion by Mr. Lastick. Second by Mr. Julian. All in favor? Clerk, do we have any correspondence?
They accept the minutes.
The reading of the minutes, please. Approved. Do we get a motion to approve the council minutes?
Make the motion.
Motion by Mr. Julian, second by Mr. Waddell. All in favor? Any committee reports?
First, from the Ohio Department of Liquor Control, the notice to legislative authority to Mata 23 LLC from Stone Yard Grill and Tavern LLC.
Make a motion to refer that over to the chief and the safety director.
Motion by Mr. Julian. Mr. Shealy. Second by Mr. Julian. All in favor? Opposed? Motion carried.
Next, from the auditor's office, the statement of cash from revenue and expense for July 25.
Council's pleasure.
Make a motion to accept and place on file.
Motion accept by Mr. Lastick, second by Mr. Julian. All in favor?
Last, from the auditor's office, the check report by check number for July 2025.
Motion to accept and place on file.
Motion accept and place on file by Mr. Julian. Second by Mr. Waddell. All in favor? Motion carried. Public comments on agenda items only. Any comments on agenda items only? Opinion of chair, there be none. We get into the today's agenda.
No committee reports now.
Yeah, to the chair, we need to move one of the ordinances from the consent agenda to get a first reading only. That's 144-25 at the request of Safety Committee Chair James Shealy.
I make a motion to amend it and move that to the, remove it from the consent agenda.
Is there any discussion? All in favor of 44-25, clerk, call the roll.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Mr. Julian? Mr. Lastick? Mr. Salito?
Yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays.
144-25 has been moved to a regular first meeting.
Draft number 106-25 to be brought to the floor for the third time. An ordinance amending Chapter 1507.01, Payment of Fire Loss Claims of the Codified Ordinance of the City of Niles, in part, to permit transfer of funds to assignees and declaring an emergency.
Motion for a third reading.
Motion for a third reading by Mr. Julian. Second by Mr. Waddell. Clerk, call the roll.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastick? Mr. Salito?
Yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays.
Motion to adopt.
Motion to adopt by Mr. Last, by Mr. Julian. Clerk, call the roll.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastick? Mr. Salito?
Yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft number 106-25 has been adopted under council rules.
Draft number 134-25 to be brought to the floor for the second time, in ordinance authorizing the City of Niles to purchase park benches up to an amount of $15,000 and subject to future appropriations and declaring an emergency.
I make a motion to table draft 134-25.
Second.
Have any discussion on that?
At this point in time, being late in the season, I'd like to just table it and have these discussions. We'll have budget meetings coming up at the end of the year, see if this is something we can do next year into the budget.
Draft number 134-25 has been requested to be tabled. Clerk, call the roll.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Elastic? Mr. Salido?
Yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays. Draft number 136-25 to be brought to the floor for the second time, in ordinance adopting the updated public records request policy for the city and declaring an emergency.
Council's pleasure.
Motion for a second reading.
Get a motion for a second reading by Mr. Julie, and by Mr. Lasty. Clerk, call the roll.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Elastic? Mr. Salido?
Yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft number 136-25 has received a second reading.
Amended draft number 138-25 to be brought to the floor for the second time, in ordinance implementing sections 3735.65 through 3735.70 of the Ohio Revised Code, establishing and describing the boundaries of the Niles Community Reinvestment Area in the City of Niles, designating a housing officer to administer the program, creating a Community Reinvestment Housing Council, repealing Ordinance 4-06, and declaring an emergency.
Motion for a second reading.
Got a motion for a second reading by Mr. Johnstone, second by Mr. Shealy. Questions, comments on it? Clerk, call the roll, please.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Elastic? Mr. Salido?
Yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft number 138-25 has received a second reading.
Draft number 139-25 to be brought to the floor for the second time, an ordinance to create a TIF area pursuant to section 5709.40B of the Ohio Revised Code, declare improvements to certain parcels of real property located in the TIF area to be a public purpose and exempt from real property taxation, require the owners of those parcels to make service payments in lieu of taxes, establish a municipal public improvement tax increment equivalent fund for the deposit of those service payments, specify the public infrastructure improvements to be made within the TIF area that directly benefit the parcels, approving and authorizing the execution of a tax increment financing agreement and declaring an emergency.
Motion for a second reading.
Questions or comments first? We got a motion by Mr. Johnstone.
Second.
Second by Mr. Lastic. Any questions or comments? Clerk, call the roll, please.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic? Mr. Salido?
Yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft number 139-25 has received a second reading.
The following drafts will be part of the consent agenda, being brought to the floor for the first time, passed together with suspension of three readings and as an emergency. Draft number 141-25, an ordinance amending ordinance number 90-25, authorizing the mayor to prepare and submit an application for a matching grant from the Ohio Public Works Commission for the 2026 Niles Street Resurfacing Project. Draft number 145-25, an ordinance authorizing the purchase of a replacement UPS backup battery through Gov Connection Incorporated and state purchasing relating to Sourcewell contract number 121923 for the Wellness Center. Draft number 146-25, an ordinance authorizing appropriation budget transfers, and draft number 147-25, in ordinance approving a then and now payment request for Z-Tech Builders and Excavations Incorporated for additional replacement of storm pipes.
Motion to suspend.
Council pleasure. Got it.
Motion to suspend.
Motion to suspend by Mr. Julian.
Second.
Second by Mr. Shealy. Questions or comments? Clerk, call the roll, please.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic? Mr. Salido?
Yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays.
Motion to adopt.
Motion to adopt by Mr. Julian.
Second.
By Mr. Lastic. Clerk, call the roll.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays.
The consent agenda has been adopted under suspension of council rules.
Draft number 142-25 to be brought to the floor for the first time, an ordinance creating Niles Codified Ordinance 1159 SEQ titled Small Box Discount Stores and declaring an emergency.
Motion for a first reading.
Second.
Motion for a first reading by Mr. Johnstone, second by Mr. Lastic. Questions or comments?
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic? Mr. Salido? 6 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft number 143-25 has received a first reading.
Draft number 143-25 to be brought to the floor for the first time, an ordinance creating Niles Codified Ordinance 1160 ETSEQ titled Self-Service Storage Facility Establishment, City of Niles, Ohio, and declaring an emergency.
Motion for a first reading.
First.
Second.
Motion for a first reading by Mr. John, second by Mr. Shealy. Any questions or comments? Clerk, call the roll, please.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic? Mr. Salido?
Yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft number 143-25 has received its first reading.
Draft number 144-25 to be brought to the floor for the first time, an ordinance amending Niles Codified Ordinance 351.16 and declaring an emergency.
Council's pleasure.
Motion for a first reading.
Motion for a first reading by Mr. Julian and by Mr. Johnstone. Questions or comments? Clerk, call the roll, please.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft number 144-25 has received its first reading. That will complete tonight's legislation. If we can get into public comments and comments today.
My name is Lois Nickel. I live at 3327 Curtis Avenue, and I'm here to find some kind of a solution to my problem. I will not have a smart meter installed on my house. I went through this 3 or 4 years ago. I have done my research. World Health Organization right here says it's possible human carcinogen. My bed is 4 feet from my water meter. There are 2,592,000 seconds every month. The radiation will be pumping through my house, and it would take 5 seconds for someone to walk up, read my meter, and walk away. We got to find a way to compromise with this. Out of the maybe 2 to 3% of the people in this county or this city that don't want a smart meter, they have a right to, no one has a right to add anything to my house without my permission. I checked the city code. It was written 105 years ago so you could put meters on the house to read how much water we're using. My meter works just fine. If you don't want someone to walk 100 feet from the street when they're driving by to check the smart meter, to read my meter, show me how to read it. I'll call you every month with the numbers. If I get caught cheating, fine me $10,000. But I'm not going to have a smart meter in my house. Why do you not have an opt-out? Can someone tell me why there's no opt-out for the 2 or 3% that absolutely does not want this?
Mr. Law Director, can you...
Causes neurological problems, headaches, sleeplessness.
Just from a legal... This is a council policy issue, but from a legal perspective, we're allowed to require this. Now,
to require a meter.
No.
I have a meter. It works perfectly.
Okay. I'm just talking about legally. So just from the legal perspective, hold on, let me just finish, okay?
That's your code. So, that's not legal. That's not a law.
Our code is the law.
Everybody has to have a smart meter? Yes. No, that's not a law. Show me the law.
That's our law. Niles Codified Ordinance. That's our law. That is the law. I know people can't imagine that we can create the
I
law.
I will not have a smart meter on my house. I'm 72.
I understand, ma'am.
I live alone. Okay. I'm home 24/7. I will not have radiation pumping through the walls in my house for 2,592 seconds every month.
Listen, I understand. I'm just telling you what the law.
Okay.
We're correct in our assertion of the law. Council can also allow for an opt out. That's up to council. But the administration policy.
I asked for an opt out.
The city of Niles policy right now is in compliance with the law. That's my job, is to evaluate whether we are in compliance with the law.
And they said you can't opt out. We'll shut your water off.
1 second.
Flat out.
Mayor, do you have any thoughts on this?
I have no comment. The current policy is that those meters are installed in the homes. We haven't had any concerns brought to attention in years.
Well, you got one now. You had this one 3 years ago, too. You threatened to charge me an extra $100 a month for not having it. I called you on the phone, and you said, I'll just charge you an extra $100 a month.
Ma'am, you're out of time.
Extortion.
Are you requesting an additional 3 minutes?
Pardon me?
You're out of time. Are you requesting an additional 3 minutes?
Yes. I just would like to find out. You
said... We get a motion for 3 minutes? Motion by Mr. Julian, second by Mr. Lastic. All in favor?
I didn't understand a word you said. Okay. Now, when I called, I asked for an opt-out, and there was no opt-out. You just now said we have an opt-out.
Did not. I'm saying if council... or the administration wants to provide for an opt-out, they can, but they'd still be in compliance with the law. They are not providing for that. So, I'm saying to you, from the legal perspective, they are permitted legally to not have an opt-out. But I'm saying if that is up to them if they want to allow for an opt-out. However, the law that we have right now is we are in compliance with. That's what
I'd like to do is, Mr. Julian is the utilities chair. I'd like to refer this to Mr. Julian, and he can have a meeting and see if... opting out is something they would consider doing or not doing at this...
I've got facts here, what radiation does.
Those facts can be very applicable and useful, but we would have to, the way it stands now, either the administration or council would have to change it, and Mr. Julian is the utilities chair.
Well, I'm asking that you do change it because there are a small amount of people that actually care about their health. We're already bombarded with enough toxins in this world. I haven't owned a microwave in 25 years. I never put a cell phone to my head. My Wi-Fi is turned off when I'm not using my computer. I'm very careful about my health. I take no drugs. But it's not right. You cannot. I will not allow a smart meter in my house. If I have to have my water shut off, so be it. Then I will spend the rest of my life fighting this and suing the city if I have to. I don't want to come in here with threats, but it seems like I've already been threatened. You will do it or else.
I'll get with the rest of the council after the meeting and we'll
schedule a utility meeting as soon as possible, and by the time in the next 2 weeks when you come back, we should have an answer for
you.
Thank you. Mr. Julian? Any other public comments? Come to the podium and state your name, please.
surprised. This one's going to be short and sweet. Sorry for not turning off my phones when I came in the building. Have a nice night.
Any other public comments? Any other public comments? In the opinion of the chair, being none, public comments has ended. If we could have miscellaneous remarks now, starting with the mayor.
Just a reminder, on Saturday is the annual Park Department Touch a Truck event from 11 o'clock to 1 o'clock, Waddell Park Wellness Center. And the following Saturday, the 13th, is the biannual electronics drive, 10 o'clock to 1 o'clock, behind the police department.
Mr. Auditor?
No comment tonight.
Mr. Safety Director? Mr. Service Director? Chief? Either chief. Thank you, Chief. Chief, anything? Mr. Waddell?
No comments.
Mr. Johns?
I have nothing tonight. Thank you.
Mr. Shealy?
Amen.
Mr. Julian? Mr. Lastic? The only thing I'd like to thank Mr. Julian for getting this committee together and get it going as soon as possible in regard to the concern, and then hopefully give us a report back by the next meeting. That being said, I have none. A motion to adjourn is in order. Motion by Mr. Lastic. All in favor?